With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. There's been a significant shakeup at the Montana Department of Livestock. The agency's executive officer of over 8 years, Christian McKay, resigned this week after a closed-door evaluation by the board that oversees his agency. Brands Enforcement Division Administrator John Granger and Dairy Industry Representative Jeff Lewis also tendered their resignations. The department has cut jobs and furloughed other workers in the face of a large budget shortfall. A legislative fiscal division audit released last year found examples of accounting irregularities within the agency. The Montana Board of Livestock did not respond to Montana Public Radio's interview request. The board's also been tight-lipped with a news outlet that covers the ins and outs of Montana's agriculture industry, the Northern Ag Network. Reporter Lane Nordland tells us this week's development caught a lot of people by surprise.
When we reported on this, we thought it was quite unanticipated, his departure. We tried to receive more information from board members themselves, and we hit the same brick wall. They cannot comment legally, so we're going to have to look down the road and see what official reports or if possible lawsuits are pending, and we can't confirm nor deny those.
Yeah, you did mention the agencies of budgetary shortfalls. Can you speak at all to those?
Yes, and that comes down to utilizing producer dollars that the Board of Livestock and the Department of Livestock oversee. And when it comes to those shortages, that's affecting the producers across the state of Montana. And when you're having those budget falls, the leadership does get looked at, the board members get looked at, because the board does oversee the Department of Livestock. And so there has been a few changes and resignations with the Board of Livestock. And in the last legislative session, we saw a new chairperson come to the board. And we also saw a few key new members that are coming in to really to shake things up and get the board moving in a positive direction to come out of that deficit of what we are experiencing. Because agriculture is the number one industry in the state of Montana, and when it comes to livestock production, we need to be able to utilize our funds on the state level to the most efficient level to have a viable agricultural production here in the state.
Lane, when you've talked about this resignation, the shakeup at the department, either on a casual basis or officially to colleagues or other producers, what's the reaction? Are people, do you think, glad about this or not?
I think there's a mixed emotion with the executive officer stepping back from his position. There's a lot in the agricultural community that were seeking his resignation months ago. There's others that wanted to actually work with him and be able to straighten out the situation there. But in the meantime, I think it'll be interesting to see who they select as an interim director, and then also the opening up the process of hiring a new executive officer there at the Department of Livestock.
Lane, one last question, and that is, we can't ignore the always thorny bison management issue when it comes to the Department of Livestock. How do you think Mr. McKay's tenure will be remembered on that very controversial issue?
Well, it is a controversial issue, and I think he did a very good job with that. Producers, for the most part, they don't mind bison in the state of Montana. What they mind is the management, and when it comes to brucellosis, we have to keep our wildlife and our livestock herds healthy, and I think we're going to continue to benefit from the work that the Department of Livestock and the board did in the past, but continue to push forward and make further advancements to bison management and disease management in the state of Montana.
All right. Lane Nordland of the Northern Ag Network, thank you very much for your time. You and your team have been on this since it broke earlier this week, and we very much appreciate your time and information today.
Thank you, Ed.